From KCRW, this is Greater LA. Hey there, I'm Steve Chiotakis with a show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. And right now, I'm standing streetside in Century City, actually just inside a parking lot at Rancho Park Golf Course. So it is tee time for the golfers here, but it is go time for us in just a moment, because right now we are waiting on a Waymo that's going to take me all around West LA. And just like an Uber, I summon this car through an app and on my mobile phone. But this ride won't have anyone behind the wheel. So this is something new for all of us. It's completely self-driving. And here is our Waymo. We're getting into the Waymo right now. So here we are. The doors have unlocked. So you get into the car. Nobody's in the driver's seat. And there's a screen in the back seat that says start ride.
Hello from Waymo. As we get going, just give us 1 minute to cover a few riding tips. This experience may feel futuristic, but the need to buckle up is the same as always. So keep your seat.
All right, here we go. We're pulling out of the golf course and we're turning left on Pico. And when I say we, I mean no one. No one is turning left on Pico. That's what's happening right now. Maybe you've seen these cars around LA. There are cameras mounted throughout the vehicle. There's a special laser sensor on the roof that spins as the car moves. It just swerved to miss a car that was about to turn left onto another street. So it is very intuitive. That's good. You know, Waymo began offering these free rides in Santa Monica in October. Now they're operating in Century City, and you have to get on a wait list for an invitation code. For right now, Waymo's letting us take a ride in one of its cars so we can see firsthand just how well it handles the streets of LA. So far, so good. And get an experience of this technology that soon might be everywhere. I mean, just think about it. You might see these driverless cars all over LA. And we have a special guest, by the way, that's going to join us here in just a minute. Hey, look, nobody's driving this car. We're getting looks from people like, what? What's going on here? All right, we're pulling into the metro station here at Westwood. And Juan Matute, a researcher at the UCLA Institute of Transportation Studies, is about to get in. He's been tracking driverless vehicles for a while. Juan, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to resume ride now by pushing the button. And here we go. Have you been in one of these?
I've been in one a few times.
You have?
Yeah.
And your initial thought?
I have been impressed by how safe it feels. Just the driving is very smooth. The vehicles take probably the safest routes that I wouldn't take as a driver because they know...
They want to minimize the risk.
They minimize the risk. They know the safest path between A and B, whereas I don't necessarily know what the safest path would be.
You know, when you look at safety, and you said, I feel safe, right? You see what happened in Phoenix. You see what happened in San Francisco. And even in LA, we're having these conversations about whether it is absolutely safe.
Right. And I think there's a trade-off between introducing a new technology in an industry where safety is important. In the transportation industry, safety is very important. There's a trade-off between introducing something and having it gain experience and having it actually be ready.
This is going to be interesting right here. Juan, do you see this?
We've got a construction vehicle.
Is that a backhoe? Yeah, that's or a front hoe. And it is, what will happen here? He's getting out of our way.
Right. I mean, sometimes it's...
Look at the guy, the driver. He's like, what the heck's going on over there? There's nobody driving that car.
So how to properly evaluate the safety of these vehicles, in my opinion, is how it reacts in situations like that, which are hard. It's hard for a driver to predict what to do there. Like, obviously, there's a construction vehicle at a construction
FedEx
site.
A truck that we just went around.
Yeah. But in that case, the vehicle approached cautiously. And only once the their construction vehicle got out of the way did it proceed. I was expecting us to wait there for a very long time in a game of chicken, but the construction vehicle got out of the way. Because this vehicle doesn't get impatient, and it will always do whatever it perceives to be safest or most appropriate.
When you think about people who are driving, they can be distracted, they can become impatient, they can have a temper tantrum.
right?
This doesn't have temper tantrum. And this one's not looking at text messages or, you know, the latest, whatever, Instagram video, TikTok.
It's not distracted. It's not aggressive. It's just trying to process as much information as it can from what's around it. And it's stored maps of what the city's like and where different traffic conditions are, where safe curbs are to pull over if it needs to, in order to make the safest moves possible. It's hard to ask that much of a driver, especially when that driver would rather be on its phone, listening to a podcast, or maybe even doing its makeup.
How does this fit, Juan, into the transit puzzle of LA, with Metro spending billions of dollars and, you know, establishing all these lines, or at least finishing them up? We've got the Olympics coming in a few years. Like, is this going to be something that is a part of the transit infrastructure of Los Angeles?
50 plus years, the default has just been have your own car, get in it, go wherever. Don't really think about it. But the future is more multimodal, and this is one of the options that will fit into it. One of the things that I like about it is that it is a driving option. It has the convenience and comfort of driving, but it's also safer than driving for people outside of the vehicle, usually, because of how it senses and respects. We just had somebody crossing in front of the vehicle at a stop sign. It let them cross. It didn't try to make a quick right so that it wouldn't have to wait.
But I want to stop you there. You said this is safer for people outside the vehicle.
Right. People, when they're driving, they tend to be more cautious around larger vehicles, trucks, 18-wheelers, etc., than they are around cyclists and pedestrians, just because of perceived threat. So much of driving happens not consciously, but subconsciously. And so people don't always give, you know, cyclists, more vulnerable road users, the space and the courtesy that this vehicle will give them.
10 years from now, how many more of these do you think will be on the road, if you had to make a guess?
I think it will be more. What's going to be really interesting is right now the rides are free, and so the demand is high. I think there will be, in 10 years, as many as people are willing to pay per ride for. And so that could be 100,000 or more around Los Angeles County.
It's cars, vehicles.
Vehicles, yes.
Clogging up the 5 or the 10 or the 15, whatever it is. I mean, let's think about that for a sec. Are we subtracting cars by adding these? Not really, right?
If you think about how households in particular make decisions about the number of vehicles that they have, services like Uber and Lyft, ride hail, and availability of short-term car rentals, so there's Get Around, Zipcar, others, investments in public transit, and then investments in bicycle and walking infrastructure, all provide alternatives to just driving everywhere all the time. So you could have households shedding cars in response to the availability and the reliability and the comfort and safety of services like this.
So you think people are going to go all in on this, or is this something to really seriously think about and more delays?
Well, there's potentially a very large amount of money to be made. And I think the best approach is to proceed cautiously and safely, give something that people want that meets their needs, but is much safer than the existing options.
You're here. Please make sure it's clear before exiting.
And here we are, Juan, for the drop-off. Juan Matute, researcher, transportation researcher over at UCLA. Juan, thanks for coming along for the ride with us.
Thanks for having me.
Bye. You gotta unbuckle first.
I gotta unbuckle.
There we go. Oh, yeah, you're stuck. Oh, yeah.